need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, mistresses and subbies, Christians and Jews and Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists and goddess worshippers and peach lovers. Yeah, baby. All you children of sex. And you know what? We are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Jesus. Allah, Buddha. We don't know. But we are all children of sex. And it's Hanukkah, children! Happy Hanukkah! Woo-hoo! We've been celebrating Christmas all month, and now it's Hanukkah, which falls around Christmas, which is why Hanukkah is so famous. I mean, it's the Jewish answer to Christmas, really. It's older than Christmas, but it's not really a major holiday. It's kind of a middle holiday. And, you know, it's just... Well, it falls in winter, so it's very important. And it's also got miracles, brothers and sisters.
Miracle.
Amen and amen.
Woo!
The miracle of Hanukkah, and it is pronounced Hanukkah, which is why it's so hard to spell, because, you know, it's either going to be Chanukah with a C-H or just Hanukkah with an H. So Hanukkah is the way it really is. And, you know, it's got the miracle, the everlasting light, brothers and sisters, the sacred oil lamp of the Jewish temple, which had only enough oil. We love that oil, huh? Yeah. Oil. to last just like 24 hours, yet miraculously lasted 8 days. Yeah, enough time for the Maccabees, if you've ever heard of them. They were the heroes of Hanukkah, and it had enough time for them to defeat their so-called enemy. I don't know. I can never feel that the Greeks are enemies. I love Greek everything. But anyway, the Greeks, you know, were the enemy. And so they defeated them in battle and obtained fresh oil to replenish the eternal flame. And eventually they lost the war, of course, and the temple was destroyed. But for this moment, you know, and you got to appreciate the moment, it was a miracle, and the temple was saved, and the oil in the lamp burned for 8 days, even though it was only supposed to burn for 24 hours. And so this is why we light 8 candles, yep, for Hanukkah, which we've got the menorahs up there. And So if you're tuned in live, well then technically, oh, these are my beautiful guests, which I'm going to introduce soon. But I'm explaining the miracle of Hanukkah. So the miracle of Hanukkah is that it lasted 8 days. So they have these eight candles here, as you can see. And then one kind of for good luck, so to speak. It's called the Shamus. It kind of means slave in a way, servant, because it serves the other candles, basically like so. You kind of light the other candles with the Shamus candle. It's the work candle. Unfortunately, our society is such that usually there's more like 8,000 people working for the one, but on Hanukkah it's one working for the eight. So even though it's a sixth night, technically, if you're tuned in live, I mean, the Dr. Susan Block Show is timeless. So we are going to light all eight candles because, you know, I'm into the spirit of the law, not the letter. Yeah. Okay. And I've got some very exciting guests. I've also got a bonobo. Yeah. Go bonobos, yeah. And I'm in my blue. I'm wearing a special Star of David that was made for me by inmates at the Twin Towers jail. They usually make crosses, but they made this for me. Some fans of the Dr. Susan Block Show made me this very special Star of David that comes from the inmates at the Twin Towers jail, which is a terrible place to be. It's like almost worse than what Antiochus put the Jews through. But it's a place, you know, often out of great hardship comes great creativity. And so, you know, they make these amazing necklaces from the prison uniforms, actually, which just so happened to be blue and white. And so, you know, kind of Hanukkah colors. So so we've got some really great guests, and we're gonna introduce them in a moment. I'm gonna say the Hebrew prayers with my guests, and then we're gonna do something special for Hanukkah that, you know, isn't in your typical Hanukkah. No. Because this here Hanukkah that we are celebrating live on the Dr. Susan Block Show at the little love church of the Bonobo Way in the village of Bonoboville does Hot Wax Hanukkah. That's right.
Oh, exciting.
That's right. I would have gotten big trouble for that when I was a kid celebrating Hanukkah. Although I did like to play with the wax, and my mom would say, "Stop that, Susie. Don't play with that wax." Well, now I'm grown, and I can play with my wax if I want to, and I'm gonna. So I want to introduce my fabulous guests. First of all, my fabulous assistant, Sunshine, all in blue and looking like a little Hanukkah girl. Yeah. And I have Madame de Sade Fatah back. Welcome back, Madame de Sade. And talking to your microphone.
It's always
and
a pleasure.
You are in blue rubber.
Actually,
look at that.
No, I'm in leather today.
Oh, it's leather.
That's, yes. Whoa. I'm wearing the leather pride flag, which is technically the colors as well. It's blue, white, and black, and of course the heart is the red. So
nice.
Got a little bit of everything going on there.
Yeah.
Here, just throw a little bit of color in there with the blue and white theme.
Really?
Thank
Hanukkah.
You.
Hanukkah. Right.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, yes,
I figure, why not? I'm keeping it traditional, throw a little spark in there, right?
And I have, of course, the return of Violet Cox.
Hi. Happy to be back.
And Violet is also in blue. This
I
is
am.
The blue holiday. But we don't have the holiday blues. We're going to have fun tonight. And we're so excited to have you back here, Violet.
Excited
You're
to be back.
You're doing good. And you got blue hair. And
I do.
Yeah. Tailor suit that... You look like a little Hanukkah schoolgirl.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
She did it on purpose.
Okay, so we're going to light the candles in just a moment. But, like, I want to find out a little bit more about your backgrounds with respect to Hanukkah. So you've celebrated quite a few Hanukkahs.
Yes, I just finished doing mine at home while I was getting myself together and getting myself here for the evening.
Yes, in fact, you even bill yourself, I guess you could say, on Twitter as a Jewish Dom.
Yes, I am.
And that's interesting. Now, you know, I don't know. There's probably quite a few Jewish Doms.
There are.
But they don't usually bill themselves that way. So.
There's a couple of us. There's a few of us out there, and it's just because, you know, when I train and raise my lifestyle synthesis, doesn't matter what their belief system is when they're under the rule of the Domina, because it's my beliefs first and theirs second.
Oh, of course.
So they will learn and they observe all of my holidays just as well as we observe theirs. So, yes, I think it's part of the fixture and the fabric of my life.
I know you're a sex educator, but it sounds like you're also a Judaism educator.
In some senses, I figure how the best way to serve your Dom, but know her from the inside out. So,
okay. You know. Now, did you grow up celebrating Judaism? I mean, were you?
Yes, at first I did, and then when my mom remarried, she married a Christian man, and then we did the whole, you know.
So your mom
Christmas.
Was Jewish?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know. According to the, you know, the letter of the law,
word.
The mom being Jewish is the critical point. But
yes, my mom, grandma, great-grandma, we were French-Canadian, so, yeah.
Uh-huh. And so your dad, was he Jewish? Or?
No, he wasn't.
Okay,
he was
so, but first she celebrated the Jewish holidays.
Yes.
Then she decided, okay, I married another guy, and I'm going to celebrate the Christian holidays.
Word.
So you got... I don't know.
I got the best of two worlds for a great
okay.
while.
A well-rounded education.
Yes.
Could have been the worst of two worlds.
Well, I think it taught me a lot because then now I'm able to do a great deal of religion play now. And, I do have a large collection of, like, nunnery wear and so forth. So I can add that all in there with that. And
I have a habit I want to wear sometimes.
You can be Sister Desad or you could be Rabbi Desad.
For a long time, I was Sadist Rubber Nun, and I am waiting for that day that maybe I, too, can get my cardinalship.
So you feel like religion, both religions, or maybe different religions, really inform your kink?
A bit, yes. You got to understand, when you're trying to get into the mindset of somebody who's trying to get their groins going, you have to pull them back by where they came from in the first place, find where their moral compass is, and usually it's all tied into religion. And once you got them weak to their knees of what they can and cannot, then it's like, okay, let's see what I can get away with.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. So I know that religious sexual abuse is a big problem in our world, and we treat a lot of victims of religious sexual abuse at the Dr. Susan Block Institute, and some of them are really miserable, like their religion makes them feel bad about sex and feel bad about themselves, usually if they're into any kind of sex that is a little different than married, you know, missionary position, for procreation only. Peru Uruvu. That's be fruitful and multiply for all you non-Hebrew speakers. I mean, that's one purpose of sex, but there's a lot of purposes of sex, as bonobos show us, and as, in fact, the Bible show us. If you read the Song of Songs, it's a pretty sexy book of the Bible, the Song of Songs. But there's a lot of Judaism that, and all the religions, that's all about focusing sexuality on just, you know, procreation within the religion. And so people have a lot of problems. On the other hand, they also get a lot of kinks from their religion. And they kind of want you to play with that. Yeah.
It's all about trying to get in a little bit of this and that in there and make sure you keep it kosher, I guess you can say.
Kosher. Or maybe not kosher.
Or not depending. Kosher, depending on the person,
By the way, I am wearing my Locks at Veritas.
Panties. I love it.
This is actually a twist on the Yale motto, which is Lux et Veritas. So I had to make myself some Lux et Veritas panties, which, you know, you got Yale and Judaism. What are you going to do? So, okay. So now you've celebrated many Hanukkahs, and I know you like hot wax.
Yes.
But have you ever done hot wax Hanukkah?
I have not done a hot wax.
All right, something new for the great Madame Desad Fatal. And I know, you know, you're going to teach me things about hot wax. But this is, you know, kind of a spiritual thing that involves the wax of the everlasting light translated into our little candles, you know, factory made rainbow candles that we've got in the menorah, translated into somebody's body. Woo! Yeah, let's get sexy. So I'm excited. And you brought some kind of wax that is
yes,
different.
I brought some body wax that I think not just that it's good for the season and it's good for the senses, as you can, it's what you're sensing and smelling right now. But they're soy, they're organic, they're good for the skin.
Wow.
They look good on the skin when left on there.
Hear that, ladies?
And if we decide, and if I decide to peel it off, I guess it has to come off.
Right.
It won't be so much of a matter.
Okay.
So it'd be good for them. So.
Good.
It'll hurt good, I promise.
You'll have to have a little bit of a Hanukkah candle just to be traditional.
Yes.
So Violet, have you ever done Hanukkah?
You know, I haven't.
I've never done any Hanukkah. Hot wax or regular Hanukkah?
No.
Wow. You've just been in your little Christmas tree shelter.
Well, my family actually raised me in a church of all religions.
Church of all religions.
We do celebrate Christmas.
Okay.
My aunt's a pagan. I'm a Wiccan.
Okay.
But yeah.
But all religions don't include Hanukkah.
It's like a
chopped liver. I mean, I know we're
religions,
chopped liver, but
you know, like the traditions, I would say.
They say all religions, but they just mean everything that's Christian, right?
I mean, I think it's just my family. Like my parents were raised Christian, so like they just like Christmas, you know, it's just default. Yeah.
That's the default.
Yeah.
Well, now we're the no fault. Yeah. So now we're gonna introduce you to Hanukkah, you know, and beyond.
I'm quite excited.
But we're excited to say that you won this award. I'm gonna sit with you. They'll take a picture so they hold your award.
Thank you.
This is an award from our friends at Gas Mask Girl,
yeah.
Who I believe you met here. Is that right?
No, he found me through this show. And I am working exclusively with them now.
Wow.
I'm very happy. It's a lot of fun. A lot
You're
of like fetish
contract
kink.
Girl.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I love it. I mean, I love doing the BDSM videos.
Okay. Well, shout out to Manny. Yeah. And you won an award. Just the Gas Mask Award, or is it an award for something?
Yeah, I think it was Best Actress of 2019.
All right.
Whoa.
Yay. Okay. Well, you can hold it, or should I? Why don't we keep it? Or you want to keep it here?
Let's just all pose next to it.
It's the gift that kept on.
We can all vogue around it.
Nice.
No, I mean, that's what you do, right?
Well, then I would have brought my own gas mask if that was the case.
We'll keep our awards together. Now,
mine's is cyber. So.
Yours is a very special award because actually you got one. This I have to recycle with everybody. Everybody gets to hold. Madame de Sade won an award for 2018, and so did Sunshine. Now, you were not on the show in 2018. We have yet to give out the awards for 2019, so, you know, you should start lobbying now. all right, so I think we should light the candles, brothers and sisters. Now, that means we're going to say a prayer. I don't believe in the power of prayer, really. As a matter of fact, I have heard about a study. There's a study that was done in like 2006 that was done when I was in the hospital, actually. And people were praying for me, both people I knew and people I didn't know. And what I found out from the study is that people that are prayed for are more likely to develop complications than people that aren't. Now, I kind of feel like that was probably a coincidence, although they did study 1,800 people, who some of whom were prayed for and some of whom were not. I kind of feel like that was a coincidence, but it does prove maybe kind of somewhat scientifically that prayer doesn't have much of an effect. And yet, that we're talking about prayer from the point of view of people praying for something that you're not connected to, so you don't know about it. We're just seeing if prayer had an objective effect, which it did not. But I think when people do their own praying, which is different, that might make them feel good. And why is that? Well, I guess I believe in the power of music. And especially when it's the music of your childhood. And so these prayers that I'm going to do with you right now are kind of the music of my childhood. And honestly, I mean, you know, you might feel, if you haven't heard this stuff, that it it sounds a little bit like, I don't know, a terrorist chanting or something. I don't know. I don't know what it sounds like because I grew up with it. But
is it
it's
from the Middle East? Is that why?
You're it's saying? What?
Is it from the Middle East? Is that why you're
yeah, it's all
that?
From okay. the Middle East. You know,
so that's
something
why
interesting
would make that,
that we're going to talk a little bit about Semitic. What does it mean to be Semitic? Semitic only means that you are speaking certain languages, Hebrew or Arabic. So the Semitic people are both Jewish and Islamic and could be Christian.
Yeah.
You could be Christian, you could be any religion and be Semitic. It just means you speak the Semitic languages, which are Hebrew and Arabic and maybe some other things. But
no
they're Middle Eastern languages. It's not a race because there are people of many races that are Semitic and that are Jewish and that are Muslim. Mm-hmm. Many race, all the races. And it's not a nationality. You hear that? Drumpf? Oh. Drumpf is, of course, decked out in his Hitler mustache tonight for our special Hanukkah show. And no, he's not Hitler. We know that. But he's Hitler-esque. And that's bad enough. We don't need to get him to be the total Hitler, which he might be if he gets reelected, folks. We got him impeached. Now we need to get him out somehow. It's like a bad, bad virus, a disease that, you know, the body politic has, and it's hard to get rid of these diseases sometimes. Believe me, I know. I've had a few of them. And now the current disease is the Trumpus. Yeah. So before I go on too much, I want to light the candles. So here we go. Do you want to light them with me?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's watch it.
All right. So I'll get on, want to get on this side maybe?
I'll get on this side.
Yeah. And so, is there another lighter?
I only have
actually,
one.
Actually, you know what?
I can go
I don't
get you
need,
the matches.
It's okay. I'll just use this lighter. And here you go. You can light. You can use this to light the other ones. And Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu L'hadlik ner Shel Hanukkah Amen. Women and Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam, whoa! Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu L'hadlik ner Shel Hanukkah Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Shehechianu V'kiyemanu V'higianu L'azman Ha ze Amen. Women.
Ah, women.
Can somebody join me in the Amen and the Ah women?
And
just try it again.
Amen.
Amen.
Ah women.
All right. And so Hanukkah is the festival of lights, and so we have all these lights, and I love the lights. Hanukkah's about a lot of things, though. We give presents, you know, just like, it's kind of like Christmas in that sense, except the kids get one for every day, so they get 8 presents. Wow. But really, it's not about the presents. I think it's about the light in the darkness, the miracles, and gambling. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Hanukkah is a betting game. That's right. It's a betting game. And there's a lot of betting on dreidels. We spin the dreidel. You know, it's kind of like spin the bottle. You know, you could do that kind of spin the dreidel, which I think we're going to do. But you also do it with the gelt. What does gelt mean? Anybody know? Money, honey.
Oh, gelt means money.
And also, my family did this special game in which we tried to guess which candle would last the longest, which candle would go out last. So I'm going to play that game with y'all. And so, Madame de Sade, I will allow you to pick the candle first of your choice.
Well, I think with this menorah up here, the one that looks like the Tree of Life,
yeah.
The one that will burn the
talk on the microphone.
I think here with the Tree of Life candle, it's between two, this white one here and the red one.
The white one and the red one.
Those are neck and neck in this one.
Can you choose one?
I see the red one.
The red one.
The red one.
All right. She's got the red. And I see exactly what you mean. It's a little higher ground and... It's hard to say, though. I mean, certainly these two are going to probably cancel each other out.
Right.
There's this whole menorah is a little bit scary.
That's why I'm not. Yeah, that's why I'm not. That's why I went up here with a Tree of Life one, because I was like I knew this would be easy for me to pick this one. I'm like all at the same time.
Yeah. So okay. So that's a good one. You got the red one.
Yeah,
the red one up high.
Yeah.
And so Violet, what is your choice? You might want to come around and have a better look.
You got three menorahs to make your bet on.
You
got to
make your bet.
I'm gonna go with white one.
For which one?
There,
we have the tree. We have the lamp.
Coins.
Which one?
Tree
light? You said
the
white one.
Okay. That's a good one.
I was gonna go for the white one too.
Okay. And so, what are you gonna choose?
I don't know anything, but I.
Well, all you have to know is, I mean, this is not something that anyone can predict. This is the future. We don't know. Which of the candles do you think is gonna last the longest?
I think this little blue, the blue one has the shortest flame. So, well. No, but he's the shortest little guy.
That's an interesting way to do it, because sometimes the biggest flame, of course, would make it burn faster.
That's what I was thinking. He has. See, at first I was going to bet this guy because he had the shortest flame, but now his flame is bigger.
We don't need to know your entire gambling analysis.
Okay, so
you can write that up in your horse
race. I've never gambled before, so I really don't.
Here's your money.
Gambling with candles.
Okay, I'm going to go with the little blue guy because he has the
little blue guy. Okay,
he has the
one in the middle.
Flame.
All right, very good. And
but he has the shortest candle. That's not a good bet.
Well, it depends. Maybe all the rest will burn first.
See.
Okay, Jux, which candle you want?
This the little white guy?
The white guy that's leaning over. On the tree of life or the
on the tree,
magic
on
lamp?
The lamp, oh, sorry, or on the pillar? Okay, that one.
Ah.
This one.
The yellow one.
Yeah.
This one or this one? That yellow
left
one?
Or right yellow? Left or right yellow?
He said the second one.
The
okay.
Left one.
And
there you go.
Wants to bet? Who else wants to bet?
We got to make it.
You guys, Harry, what candle do you choose?
All right.
Bet like your life depends on it.
I choose.
Yes,
the red one.
Team red candle.
You know, the ones on the end are a good idea because they're not flanked by fire. They don't have fire on one side.
Cooking them out in the other.
Okay, I don't know if I should
like
choose
these two
one.
Little guys are married sometimes.
Completely.
Like
they've melded already.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to choose the yellow one, and I'm already cheating by moving it a little.
I love it. She's like, I'm just trying to fix my game. We're just trying to fix the game.
Can I cheat with my little blue guy?
Well, you know.
You had to be classy about it, though. You had to be like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, right. You got to kind of make it just kind of.
Finesse the candle into its position.
There you go.
Okay, so Harry, you get chocolate coins. Anybody else want to bet? You get chocolate coins. No? Okay. So now this was my family tradition, was this betting game. And now we're going to do a different game that was not my family tradition. And that would be Hot Wax Hanukkah. Ooh. Yeah, baby. So, okay. You have something you want
to
lay out?
Yes, I would like
you
to be able to. Can I do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
I just didn't want it all laid out in our way when we were doing this
practice.
Yeah,
no, absolutely.
And, all about ambiance and all that jazz.
Ambiance.
I should gag this guy with a dreidel. Yeah, so we are going to be hot waxing in just a moment. So in the meantime, we are also having another impeachment party. It's our 13th because, yeah, guess what? The peach has been impeached. Woohoo! Woohoo! Ooh. Mm-hmm. And I'm licking
it up.
That's
a big peach you have.
It is a big peach I got here. You want one, little lady? I don't know if I should eat this.
No, you should eat that.
I'm going to.
Okay, you're going to give me a new one.
I'm going to give you a new one. There you go. Yummy. And so now we got to convict him. I know, that would take a miracle, right? The Hanukkah miracle in the Senate. That's what we need. We need a good old-fashioned miracle. Yep. So we've got this, it's like puppy pads. These are like pee pads. And that's what
exactly what I was thinking, but not going to say. I was like,
I didn't realize. Okay, they're for large dogs.
Or
we
in
also
case
have
me
a pee
and Violet get too excited, we just have, right?
Right.
In case we have accidents or you never know. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Woo.
His dreidel fell out of his mouth. I'm going to have to gag him with something else. Money. Oh, here it is. Okay, well, you don't deserve the dreidel anyway. So we're going to be hot waxing people right on this mat here, brothers and sisters. And Madame de Sade Fatale is preparing the ground because we are boho bonobos, and so we always take our favorite holidays and make them a little bit kinky, which might be sacrilegious for some people, in which case you can change the channel, obviously. You don't have to watch it if this is blasphemous to you, and I know I'm speaking to some of my relatives right now, but hey, there are many other channels, and I'm sure there's some nice little religious Hanukkah shows playing. But for now, you're going to get some kink, okay? And are you wearing panties? You are. Okay, so we'll do some Hot Wax Hanukkah that we can show on Facebook and YouTube, and then we'll do some that we can't. So what we do that we can't, then you're going to want to come to drsusanblock.tv to watch that. But first, we'll have a little bit of stuff that is kind of PG rated, you could say. Okay, and then, well, it's going to be Happy Nude Rear. Woohoo! Okay, so what should she do? Should she take off maybe her shoes or just lay there? Or
Well, it depends on what position. Are we doing one person or two people?
Well, we could do two, I guess, right?
Because if we have two, I have some wax for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can pour your own.
I can pour my own.
And I can pour my own.
All right. I mean, I might want to use a real Hanukkah candle.
Go on.
Not one of the burning ones.
Oh, well, you know what? Then I will work because, you know, my candles come out like a white. You could put colors on top
right.
of the white bases.
Okay. Oh,
that
cool.
works.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's like a project in Sunday school.
Yay. Yeah. Arts and Craft Hanukkah edition.
It's so much fun. Okay, so we're going to have the both of them. Yeah, why not? Two at once. I'm not going to say anything about killing two birds with one stone because that could scare them. No, we're just going to wax two butts. Okay, so first we're...
She's going to remove her catalog. Your little Sailor Moon costume outfit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just the top part, we're not putting wax all over stuff.
Right. Okay.
Is this still good?
Yeah,
still
that's
kosher?
Good.
Still
that's
kosher?
Good. Yay. That's kosher for Facebook, I think.
It's kosher for Facebook.
It is kosher for the Facebook approved. Right. All right, little girly. Let's get you comfortable over here, love. Now, I have this one here, one side here. Put your head on that side, or you can lay on that side. It's more whichever your comfort. Wherever you want to lay is good for me.
All right. Right in front of the beautiful candles.
Now, of course, I can't do this all with a microphone. So
should she wear her skirt, or should...
She can take her skirt off if she's comfortable. So again, it's all about if it's Facebook friendly.
Is it Facebook friendly?
I mean, do you have underwear on?
We can keep it on.
Let me see.
Let me see. Oh, that's cute.
Oh, it's pretty non-Facebook friendly.
Non-Facebook friendly chonies,
so,
yeah.
So,
I'm really questioning.
We'll have to.
I love how you're in the corner. Mark Zuckerberg's.
You're like, my chonies, are they cool?
Sexuality?
Yeah, he doesn't like chi-chis. He doesn't like vagina.
I have my... I'm just going to say, his spouse does not have much.
We all like chi-chis and vaginas, right?
That's probably why.
What?
You've seen his wife. She's kind of flat still, so maybe it's a preference. We just can't be knocking on a person's preference. Mm.
I'm not going there right now.
Exactly. That's why I was trying to keep it a little
like a family discussion here. Okay, so is there room? Maybe you need to move more to this side so that, or the other side. Okay. Okay. Are you ready?
So then she should move here?
Okay.
You should slide down and my... Okay. Do I keep my mic or I put it away? Right? Or yeah. I'll put it away.
Yeah, actually let me have the mic so I can hold it in front of people. Right. Righto. All right. And the candles are racing down. I'm not gonna tell Sunshine how her candle is doing. How do you feel about your candle, Sunshine?
I have the littlest candle, and I'm not surprised.
You'll get other rewards.
I accepted it. But yeah, it's...
All right. Okay, lie down. Okay, now, I think so. Where are we going to put... We're going to put it on their... I think chest is a little... Maybe the thighs first? Thighs. Chest is a little, maybe not for Sunshine yet.
Not for Sunshine.
No.
Not on my nipple.
No. Well,
no, Shaggy, that's a whole thing.
Okay, so we're going to start with maybe some thighs. Do you mind chest to begin with?
Or
maybe start with thighs. We'll start with thighs. And, okay, Facebook, this is Hot Wax Hanukkah, and Madame de Sade is lighting my Hanukkah candle. Which is red. Oh. A little more. Actually, I think I'm going to have two candles. I'm going to get a blue one. Okay. Lay your legs down. Yeah. Okay. And of course, the higher you up you are, the less it hurts. So it sounds like she's The ones that Madame de Sade is using are kind of not so hot. Oh, yeah, see, that's a little hotter, right? And that is not so hot. That's just warm, right? So that's a little easier to take. Okay, but no one can hear you, and I have my hands full, so.
When you have candles that have alcohol or metal tins or dyes, they're going to hurt. When they're organic, see? Because there's color.
There's color.
Dyes are on the sadistic
give
side.
Give the pain.
Exactly. Hey, I'm a guest. You're the host. I'm just here to give you a platform for you to pour your pain on, girlfriend.
I'm going to stand up so it's a little less, you know. So the higher up you are, the less it hurts. But, you know, all Jewish holidays are about pain and suffering.
That's the Jewish experience.
Right. There's got to be a little bit of pain. You're being authentic.
We're being authentic right now. Exactly.
Oh.
And I'm going to change it up.
Really authentic.
The pain candle.
Oh, the pain candle. See, she wants to do the pain. Yes. And, you know, this is a very nice design. I'm serious when I say this is like a Sunday school project. It's like a Jackson Pollock painting or something, you know. And wasn't he Jewish, I think? I think so. He was Polish, maybe Jewish. Okay, you ready for one on your tummy? Okay. From high up, but... where's the mic? Any mics over there? No, not for me. Okay. Hold it, yeah.
I went to school for art. I should know if Jackson Pollock is or not.
I think
he's just Polish. I think. Woo! Okay, if I'm talking, that makes the pain a little more tolerable.
That's right. There you go. That's how Danielle Watts put up with it. She talked the whole time.
How did it get on my hand and my arm?
You know, it goes all over the. Oh, she's making a beautiful design. Look at that. Give it a little red.
She's a better subject because she likes pain. Whoa.
I don't know. She's flinching quite a bit there.
Oh, okay.
Whole lot of flinching going on.
Woo!
I don't think I've ever heard Sunshine shriek like that.
Yeah, it's you got treated to an experience.
Yeah. All right, well, I think we've certainly waxed you gals on the non-X-rated parts pretty well. So I think...
Oh, shit, there's more.
We're going to be... doing a little non-PG-rated... stuff. So I don't remember when we started this show, but when did we start? 15 minutes. Okay. So we've got, okay. So, so we're going to,
you girls need to. I was going to say in the early 90s, you started this show.
Yeah. All right. So, we're going to continue this, but now I think, we might come back to Facebook. So let's turn the Facebook camera away from the ladies, and then we're going to have a revelation.
You were ladies.
Facebook's looking at Trump, and he looks pretty bad right now, I must say. Give him an extra whack. Just... Naughty, 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 naughty. Naughty, 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 naughty. Okay. And so, are we ready? I mean,
red, white, and blue. It's like patriotic.
Whoa. Yeah, that looks beautiful. Yeah, I must say. All right, so are we ready for this? We're taking our time, which is fine. You know, it's a very special holiday. We should take our time and
So get ready as in just take everything off?
You know, that's okay. Fine.
Okay.
Talk on the microphone. Yeah. Have your hips next to each other, and we are going to do the front first and then the back. All right. Woo. Looking good, Violet Cox. Yeah. All right. I think we'll start with the top. Since they're already kind of ready for the top. Oh, and she's putting on her high heels to lay down. Yeah, when you're laying down, it doesn't matter, dear. Doesn't matter. So, okay, lay. Yeah, just hip. Yep, there you go. Oh, there we go. Oh, you look gorgeous. They look so nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, girls. All right. It's Hot Wax Hanukkah. And you are feeling it. Feeling just like Hannah's sons. And Hannah's sons didn't feel very good. You feel better than they did. Right.
You want to hear me screaming?
Oh. Okay.
No
waxing. No bikini wax.
But,
right?
Okay.
I'm doing the colored wax.
I guess that
you have
being
to shriek
a little
at me.
Close would be okay. Okay.
Oh, she's getting it on her nipples now.
Okay.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you just a little red... red splash. Ah! Those hints
that
of
was,
total
that was
pain from the Hanukkah candle. Because it is Hanukkah, so we have to somewhat use the Hanukkah candles, you know. Oh yes, here we go. Okay. Are you ready?
Okay, no hot wax on my nipples.
Whoa. How about between?
Okay.
Here we go. Pouring
okay,
between.
Nice. That's nice. Woo! Wow, it's going to my chest. Wow. Okay. Woo!
Filling up the belly button. Oh yes, we've filled the pool.
Oh my god. Woo! Okay. Oh, nice frame. I can tell the difference. Don't put it on my head.
Oh yeah, right on your head, honey.
Whoa. Violet, that's right on the JJ. Woo!
See, you get the hot wax from Madame Tussauds that makes you feel like, oh yeah, it's nice. And then
you get
Rabbi Susie.
Rabbi Susie
gives you a taste of the pain.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're reacting the same way I am. Okay, so
you feel better about yourself?
Yeah, I feel like I'm not overreacting now. Woo!
Yes, indeed. So how do you feel about this Hanukkah in terms of your celebration?
So far, so good. I like ungifting these gifts here versus the ones all I got was house slippers today. So, yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Susan Block.
Well, thank you, Madame de Sade.
I feel so much more well-cultured now.
Yes. Oh! I know. I've got the heat, girls.
Woo! Okay.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh. Woo! Woo!
But look, I'm adding the color. We have to
no,
have some
I know
color.
You are. It's very, very white and blue now. It's very... And it's a nice view.
It's a nice view.
Yeah, yeah, I'm looking right up your...
right up my Loxette Veritas. Okay, so let's have a look at these fabulous works of art before we turn them around. Okay? Look at that. Yes, indeed. Beautiful, ladies. Yeah, take some pictures. And this is our hot wax Hanukkah art. We should stand on either side here as the...
artists
and enjoy our paintings. Yes, yeah, so try to get a shot with us and everybody and showing the artwork and the art makers and
okay, that one. I'm expecting it to be worse than what it is.
Okay, so are we ready? Let's have a hand though for the front. Just have a hand for the front. Can we have a hand? Applause. All right, the applause is weak, but let's turn them over. Oh, thank you, thank you. That's what I'm talking about. Eight men and eight women, baby. Yeah, and turn around onto the front and. Yeah, some of your hot wax is going to fall off. Don't knock into the table behind you. Yep. Oh, and can you pull the G-string down right under the ass cheek?
Oh, my God, it's scary time.
No, we're not going to get it up your ass. Well, I'm not.
Yeah, but that's what he said.
Okay, and get a little closer so your butts are against each other a little bit. Like that, perfect. All right. Okay, so here we go now. First drips on the buttocks. I'll let you do the first drips, Madame.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm just scared. I'm just scared. I know how Dr. Susan's is going to feel. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not here.
Those are the easy ones.
No, yeah,
don't,
yeah.
Don't save your screams.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a baby. I just am. Whoa.
I've got the unicorn. And so now, we do have a very happy nude rear right here. We actually have two happy nude rears. And we are headed into 2020, so it makes sense to have a couple of happy, happy nude rears.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's it. That's the easier one.
That's the easier one.
That's the easier
and
one.
Now.
It's like raining on the unicorn. Woo! Whoa! Shit. Oh, okay. No! Woo! It's okay, nerves, who needs them?
Okay, let me get some.
Woo! Okay,
that's a little better. Yeah.
Can you give me that box of candles before I...
Oh, the whole fucking box?
Yeah, I'm gonna have the whole fucking box all over your ass.
Gone on too far, guys.
That's right.
I was trying to be a good sport, but...
That's right. Little blue, after all, it is the blue holiday.
Oh, fuck.
Here we go.
No.
One more blue. Happy Hanukkah.
You girls were complaining about one candle. It's time we just give a couple of more. Add a couple of colors to that.
Very nice. This is very, very nice.
Yes,
it is. Is this a different kind of candle there?
Oh, yeah. Oh. This is the same kind, but it just burns a little bit better in the glass than in the metal. I just have better control of the metal than I do glass.
All right. So you're going to give them some more of that, yeah.
Okay, I have to ask, what would Jesus do?
What would a bonobo do?
No, Jesus would stop, right? Jesus would be like, oh, I think
honey,
they had enough.
Jesus would say more, more, more.
Oh, no, no, not in my crack, please.
Oh, no crack, no crack. Okay. No.
I mean, how do I get it out of my crack once it's in there? I don't want to...
You know, it comes out.
Well,
it's easy to get
wax
out.
Yeah, it does come off. Really easy. Okay. And even your skin will feel good and smell good, I promise.
Well,
skin you've got that special perfumey type.
God, whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Woo!
All right, how we doing? I think we're doing great. So let's hear it for our hot wax
victim?
Hanukkah victims. Yes. And
yay.
Of course.
Now, ladies.
Our sadists, me and Madame Desaad. And here are our victims. Why don't you stand up and show off all your wax? Yeah. Show off that wax. Yes, indeed. Aren't they beautiful? Aren't they just the most exquisite?
Our human wax sculptures.
Wax. Madame Tussed, eat your heart out.
Because we're wax.
They're wax. They're made of wax now. Yeah. And
something smells nice. I don't know if it's the wax.
It's the wax.
Oh. It's the wax.
It's
wax smells nice. The real Hanukkah wax doesn't smell like much of anything.
And when you bathe,
really.
You just go in your skin and it's your skin.
But this is some beautiful BDSM wax that Madame Desaad has had. And while
I've never had an experience with before.
Oh, well, now that you've had that experience, your candle is gone.
Mine burned out first.
Yours, well, you know, there's such a thing as
a booby prize. Do I get a loser prize?
Yeah, like, you get a loser prize. You get hot wax all over you. How
like, I owe people the chocolate coins.
Well, we're almost out. Whose candles are still burning now? Okay. Yours is which one? The white one. Right. It's looking good. And yours is the red one, which is also looking good. Yes, yes. And the farther red one, is that the one I picked? I think so. That one's looking good. And what did Justin pick? Jux? The yellow one. Okay. Not bad. You're alive. You're still alive. Okay. So, you know, usually we do Bonoboville Communion, as many of you ladies know, but usually we do it with agua, and tonight we're going to do it with... Whoa.
Job opening.
Where did that fall?
It's not in the camera.
Yay. Oh, over there. Oh, okay. So... We should clean that up, though, even if it's not in the camera view.
No, it's fine. I'll just take it out of his jet.
So we're now peeling hot wax off of bodies.
No,
and
don't
then
take
we're going
one
to
off.
Do Manischewitz Communion. And
I love it. Did you say it looked like dried cum? I love it even more.
Yeah, it does look like dried cum, actually.
Wow, I love it even more now.
Yeah, baby. All right. So the candles are still glowing, some of them. And yeah, it's almost the new year. So we're getting ready.
Woo!
Yes. For our new year of excitement and a new decade as well. You know, happy nude rear.
Hey.
And you're getting your wax off? Okay. So now what if we usually lick it off of nipples, but we don't have to. We could just lick it off of any body part. So everybody should just kind of sit around the menorah and let's see. So who's going to be the first altar girl? Who's our first altar girl?
I'll alter myself.
You want to alter yourself? All right. Okay, you be the first altar girl. And so you sit in the middle. And because, you know, we have impeached the motherfucker, but we haven't convicted him yet, I feel like we still need to eat peaches and use them in Bonoboville communion. And so that's what we're going to do. So, and also, of course, the Manischewitz want. Whoa, this is
no,
a big one. right, okay. You'll eat a peach. Where's your microphone?
There's two right here.
Okay, you got one. Thank you. All right, so who wants to join me on the other side? Okay, so we're going to first put some peach juice.
Yay!
Happy, happy Hanukkah. Happy horny hot wax Hanukkah. Oh yeah, brothers and sisters. You know, I was born Jewish, I guess you could say. And I'm happy to celebrate Hanukkah with Jews and Gentiles. You know what Gentiles are? Gentiles, everything but Jews. In fact, I love how you put on your Twitter, Madame de Sade, we're going to light the candles and pour it out on the Gentiles. Yes, I guess that's... that's what we did.
Glad
that
she's
so how are we doing here? How are we doing on the candles? Okay.
We're still doing good.
We're doing good.
Still
okay.
Burning.
This is the point at which people start to cheat. Like when I was a kid, we would dump wax right into, you know, sort of push it in there. But you're not supposed to do that. But it looks like we're all still in the running except Sunshine.
It's okay, Sunshine. We love you.
We love you, we're Sunshine. Right.
She's like, I'm Sunshine. I'm first in and I'm first out.
So and you
in.
Could eat your chocolate so you don't have to give
See?
It up.
We still have to wait. See, you can enjoy it. We still got to wait. Still got to wait.
So we've had some nice hot wax, and we're waiting to see who wins. And I got to get political for a little bit, if you don't mind. You know, you can join me or not. But like I said, I grew up in suburban Philadelphia, and I was Jewish, and that really meant, at the time, supporting Israel. You know, there really wasn't a choice in the matter. It was not about choice. It was just, if you were Jewish, you identified with Israel as a land for the Jewish people. It was what we heard was a land without people for a people without land. And honestly, I didn't know there were people living in that land, Palestinian people, actually, until I visited Israel when I was 16 years old, and it was like a revelation. It was one of those, oh my God, who are these people? And my Jewish counselors said, oh, those are Arabs. I said, well, I mean, who are they? But they really wouldn't tell me. They didn't use the word Palestinian. But I got myself a Palestinian boyfriend, much to the consternation of my Jewish counselors, who took me for motorcycle rides in the Garden of Gethsemane, where we would make out. And I quit being a Zionist. I realized when he told me that his family had lived in Jerusalem for many, many centuries, and I realized that this wasn't a land without people for people without land. And there were people here. And, you know, even though I quit being a Zionist, I didn't quit being Jewish. I'm still Jewish. I mean, I'm an atheist, agnostic, also goddess worshiper, the Greek gods and goddess. I think I'm a pantheist, really. And the interesting thing about Judaism is that the word Elohim, which is another word for God, Adonai is one word, but Elohim is often used, and Elohim is an older word. And Elohim means gods. It means Elohim. If you know Hebrew at all, you know that the suffix him means plural. So it's Eloheinu is my God, is one God. But Elohim is gods. And that's used quite a lot in Judaism as gods. So I don't know. I think this one God thing came up a little later in the religion. I think there were actually different gods in Judaism too. So my pantheism is not so far-fetched. But, you know, I'm not a Zionist, and I'm quite critical of Israel. The settlements, I mean, I kind of love Israel. I've been there. I had a wonderful time. I have friends, good friends there that live there. And yet, you know, I'm very critical of the settlements, the horrific assaults on Palestinians, the lack of recognition of Palestine as a land, a country, a nationality. And now the Trumpus has issued an executive order. I don't know if y'all know about it, but it hits pretty hard to someone like me. He's saying that criticizing or boycotting the state of Israel is anti-Semitic. And of course, he's trying to cut down all criticism of Israel, especially on college campuses. And this is mainly with the push of his son-in-law, his, you know, wonderful son-in-law, Jared.
And the other Jew.
What? Oh,
Miller.
And Miller. Oh, Miller too. Yes, yeah, yes. Stephen Miller.
Evil man.
Evil man. There's some evil man. Jews. Yes, yes, indeed. There are some evil Jews, you know, there's blues for the Jews. I mean, there's some great Jews doing great things, like Bernie Sanders, one of, you know, amazing Jew who's actually very pro-Palestine, and Noam Chomsky, who's just turned 91, also very pro-Palestine, though he lived on a kibbutz, and he's pro-Israel too. John Stewart, Norman Lear, Sacha Baron Cohen, but there's a lot of terrible Jews, I want to say. I mean, not because they're Jewish. I don't know.
They're just terrible.
They're just terrible. Like Jared Kushner, like Ivanka Trump. Okay, she converted to Judaism. She's Jewish. Stephen Miller, Brett Stevens, who wrote this stupid piece in the New York Times today about how Jews have a higher IQ than everybody else. I mean, you want to get us murdered? Why don't you say that shit?
Thank you.
You know, okay. So,
wait, who?
Look it up. Brett Stevens, he's an ass. It's a racist piece of shit.
Well, I can tell it's racist.
Opinion piece he wrote for the New York Times that looks on the surface like he's praising Jews for being so smart, you know, especially Ashkenazi Jews, of which I am one. But, you know, the problem is that this is, first of all, how do you measure smart? It's ridiculous. And also, it's eugenics, really, is what it is, which is what Hitler used, and which is what, you know, the racists here in America have used to harm people of color, and could be used to harm Jewish people, to say that we're different. That's the whole idea. Whether you say you're better or worse, I don't know. It's not really like that matters as much, I think, as just saying they're different. So really what Trump's executive order says is that it classifies Jews as a race or as a nationality that is, you know, somehow beholden to Israel. And that's kind of scary. I mean, it makes me a Semite anti-Semitic. He's kind of defining me as being anti-Semitic because I'm critical of Israel. And it's weird. It's kind of like Nazis making Jews wear stars on their arms. Of course, I am wearing stars on my arms. But these are of my own choosing and with menorahs. And I mean, I'm talking about the stars that you don't want to wear on your arms to identify you so that people, you can get picked up. And I don't think he's going to do it with the Jews first, but if he gets reelected, folks, he's going to do it with so-called illegals, with migrants. He's doing it with all kinds of people, you know, and Jews, because you don't say, oh, wait, how are we doing?
There's news at the racetrack.
Oh, news at the racetrack. We've got to interrupt this program.
Program to bring you
the latest.
I'm still
burning. You're in
the
running.
Okay.
Don't move the air too much.
Don't
move the air.
That's why I'm over here.
Okay, does anybody have that candle with the big flame?
I'm the one on the far, on your side, it'll be left.
Does anyone have this one?
Yeah,
the red one.
That one might win.
No. I don't think anybody, Harry, you didn't bet on
that. No. Max, you weren't here, so I guess that's
your tail end red.
The one with the big flame is mine.
So that one, red one.
Okay, but you never know.
Yeah, no one betted on that one. We said the red candle.
Casper did. Yeah,
right.
Oh, where?
Casper, that's the point. Casper.
Nope,
better.
Casper.
The friendly.
You don't know who
the
Casper
ghost.
Is?
The fucking ghost.
Yeah, but I didn't see him put his bid in, so I'm just saying.
Is Casper the Holy Ghost?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's
absolutely.
He's the friendly ghost.
Yeah, he's my.
Oh, he's the friendly.
He's non-denominational.
Oh.
The friendly ghost that's in love with Wednesday Adams, right?
Can I just add one thing here?
You can add a few things.
So we've got Trump here, but really what's going on here, folks, is before the First World War, everybody was like this dictators and Nazis, and everybody wanted to control everybody's life. In England, in Italy, in my old hometown, in Italy, in England, in Turkey, in North Korea, in Russia, these are all right-wing governments, and they want to overthrow what they call the liberal values.
Mm-hmm.
The liberal values. When I say liberal values, that's me. I'm a hooker. I'm a whore. I'm everything. Those are my values, and I hold them dearly. They don't like that. They don't like you changing. What, now you're going to be a guy? Wait, you're going to be a girl? Now I'm not having none of that. You know? So it's not just this guy here. And Billy and what's her name? Used to always say it. There's a vast right-wing conspiracy. A vast right-wing conspiracy that wants to take away your rights. One
and
by one.
And this guy, the Trumpist, the impeached one, who we can now call Impotus. Impotus. He's just a clown. He's just
a clown.
He's to distract us from what the plutocracy, the oligarchs are doing, which is basically stealing
changing the
gelt.
Judges. Changing the judges.
Stealing
in this country.
The gelt. Right. And the oil. And polluting the atmosphere and destroying the earth. And so even if he's a dunce, it doesn't matter to them because they know he has an instinct for entertaining people, whether you like him or not. And I'm in the middle of it. I honestly, you know, it's hard to know whether to talk about him or not. Do you feed the flame when you talk about him? And speaking of flame, Max, I guess you won.
That wasn't my candle to begin with.
It wasn't. It was no one's candle. I know, I've been watching.
Right. No, it was no one's candle.
Me and him, we were talking about the red candle, and I reared at that one and that one, and she said I had to pick one, so I picked the one in the corner.
Okay.
Now I feel sad. I wish I should have picked the red one. I should have picked the first place.
Well, you know what?
Casper won.
Well, you can
because
but we're in the last one, though.
We let Max win. Everybody wins.
And, yay!
And so everybody gets chocolate.
Everyone gets to eat it.
Yay. Everyone gets more chocolate. In fact, Harry, you look like you need more chocolate. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
By the way, you guys have been doing a great shooting.
This was fun.
Great shooting, really, folks.
It's up front and right there.
And we're getting to that point where maybe we are going to wind up the show.
Right now.
So let's all just sit around the
hurry.
The candles and say goodbye.
Let me go get Facebook here a second.
Although I do want to see you give her one bonobo way spanking, just real quick.
Yes.
Yeah. On the show. I saw you doing it before the show. Okay. Now, even though the hot wax was hard for you to take, yes, this you can take. Look at that. Happy nude rear.
So what's happening here?
Well, she's just doing a small bonobo way book spanking. And should we come back to Facebook or...
No. Facebook is running, but we're done.
Okay. So now that was our send-off to a spanking new year. And we will be back when it is a new year. We're going to be back next Saturday with actually the Susie Awards. So find out who won in 2019 for all the exciting things. Like spanking and hot wax. I mean, just lots of topics. But in any case, happy holidays, everybody. I think the holidays are almost over, but, we're in the middle of them. So if you got the holiday blues or you just have, a desire to explore some really unacceptable holiday sex, maybe you want to give us a call here at the Dr. Susan Block Institute. And we can help you out, 213-291-9497. Boy, I didn't even give out the number to call this show, but you know, we had so much to do between the Hot Wax Hanukkah
Manischewitz. If you cover up, I can bring it back on Facebook.
Just cover up
for a minute.
Just put
your hands in front of it.
More than that.
But
just
something that Mark Zuckerberg is going to...
Yeah,
like,
no, it's got to have more than hands, I think.
More than the hand? Okay.
Yeah, just put the shirt on. That's fine. And then we'll take it off again. Or you can just hold the shirt in front of you. Yeah, just hold the shirt up. Okay.
Hold the shirt.
And we're back. Hey, Mark. Happy Hanukkah, Marky Z. Yes, we've had Hot Wax Hanukkah. I bet you want to do that in your house, don't you?
You missed out.
And when you have your Manischewitz, you should have it via Bonoboville Communion and waterboarding bonobo style. Woohoo! Right. And so, make like bonobos. Where's my book? What happened to it? Oh, there it is. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Right? Hanukkah's about a war, and it seemed like we won, but then we didn't. Again. Right? So maybe we shouldn't even have a war at all. Right? Okay, so no more war. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. By the way, making love on a Jewish holiday is considered a mitzvah.
Yes,
which
it is.
Means good deed. So I don't know if they include masturbation in that. I don't know. I think it's usually between husband and wife. But as you know, I'm into the spirit of the law, not the letter. So, but before I say that, thank you, Violet Cox. Thank you, Madame Dussad Fatal. And we can find both on Twitter, Violet Cox, VIOLETCOXXX. And you have to give out your address because it's a little weird.
I'm Mix, MX, Dasad Fatal, and you can find me as well on Twitter.
Yeah, MX, remember that. And so make like bonobos, not baboons, make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. Happy Hanukkah!
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.